إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدًا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الفرقان بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما، والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا، والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Inshallah, today we will continue with عباد الرحمن series. This is part number 5, and inshallah we will take up traits number 9 and number 10. عباد الرحمن are mentioned in the last section of Surah Al-Furqan, beginning with ayah number 66. The surah is surah number 25. I urge my brothers and sisters to study that section. It is a very important selection part of the Qur'an that educates us, that explains to us who truly the slaves of the most compassionate and the most merciful are. And if we really care about our spiritual being in the hereafter, I think it behooves all of us to investigate this section, this very important section of the Qur'an. Who are they? They are individuals who gave up their freedom and their will here in this world and submitted solely to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who, when they walk in the land, they walk very humbly, very respectfully, and when ignorant individuals speak to them, they say, "Peace be with you." They don't argue for the sake of argument. They are also the ones who pass the night at home reciting Quran, praying, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during times of tahajjud, in the morning, in the early part of the mourning. They are the ones who hope and beg for the mercy of Allah. They supplicate to avert the hellfire and to take it away from them. They are the ones who spend moderately. They don't spend extravagantly, nor do they restrict themselves from spending. They are the ones who don't commit kaba'ir. They avoid all the big sins, such as they don't associate anything with Allah. They don't call on any other little gods besides or along with God Allah Almighty. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they don't commit murders or kill without any just cause. And of course, they don't commit zina وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, fornication or adultery. These are among the big sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described and the Prophet emphasized in a hadith. And we continue now. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the most compassionate, are the ones who do not bear witness to falsehood. And they also are the ones who, when they pass by some evil or play or something that is useless, they avoid it. They pass by it with dignity, honorably. So inshallah, we'll take up these two traits and try to understand what does Allah mean by وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those who witness no falsehood, and if they pass by futility, they pass by it with honor. They avoid it. Now there's a difference of opinion among the scholars regarding وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. عن مجاهد, regarding this ayah, he says, they are the ones who don't listen to music or songs. While others said, they are the ones who stay away from lying. هُوَ قَوْلُ الْكَذِبِ. الزُّور is to lie, to speak lies. And Ibn Juraij, he says the same thing. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, meaning they don't lie. Imam al-Tabari, in his tafsir, said that they don't witness any falsehood, be it shirk, listening to music, or lie. He combined all of them. So, لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, meaning they don't give any false testimonies, or simply they do not lie. They are very careful at what they say and always speak the truth. Even when they are in the company of individuals who swerve from speaking the truth, they leave their company because they may be influenced by what they are saying. So they are very careful about their well and spiritual being. And know that the true servants of God are only those who never bear witness to what is false. Now I want to bring to your attention that this shahadat al-zur, or false testimonies, or flat out lying, is very common. Indeed, very common among particularly our brothers merchants who sell things. This is very popular. You go to buy something from them and you try to negotiate. You know, Arabs love to negotiate. I think Pakistanis do too. I think everybody likes to save some money. So they try to negotiate. So they say, give it to me for this price. And then the merchant will swear up and down, by Allah, the cost of this product is more to me. And they know they are lying. They know it is a lie, just so that they can justify or just so that they can prove or sell their merchandise. Now, this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عن قيس بن أبي غرزة قال, كنا في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نسمى السماسرة. He says, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to be called the samasira, the commissioners, those who sell things on commission. فَمَرَّ بِنَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَسَمَّانَ بِإِسْمٍ هُوَ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهِ. And one time the Prophet passed by us and he gave us a better name. He didn't mention what that name was. فَقَالْ. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَا مَعَشَرَ التُّجَّارِ إِنَّ الْبَيْعَ يَحْضُرُهُ اللَّغْوُ وَالْحَلْفِ فَشُوبُوهُ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. He says, O مَعَشَرَ التُّجَّارِ, O merchants, buying and selling accompanies it لَغْو, meaning wasting time, and also half swearing. فَشُوبُوهُ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. He says, don't do that. On the other hand, mix it with sadaqah. Always, in other words, speak the truth. Don't waste time and always speak the truth. And this is why we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, although sometimes you find individuals who slip and swear unintentionally. Now, if this happens and you are unaware of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَا يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. It's possible that sometimes you slip but not meaning it. For this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not impose blame upon you for what is unintentional in your oaths, but He imposes blame upon you for what your hearts have earned. So if you mean it, if you have given or swore to something knowingly that it is false, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you to account. As for those who didn't intend it, Allah said, and Allah is forgiving and forbearing. Again, we find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, لَا يُؤَاخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا عَقَّدْتُمُ الْأَيْمَانَ فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةَ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Now, if just perchance someone knowingly is testifying or giving a false oath, then he repents. He realized that this is wrong. That was definitely wrong. And I need to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed to us, first of all, He will forgive you. However, if you do that, if it's done unintentionally, Allah will not put a blame on you. But if you intentionally did that, and now you want to mend your way, and you want to correct yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ. Then it's expiation. The kafara is the feeding of 10 needy people with such food as you normally offer to your own people. أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ, or the clothing of them. أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ, or the freeing of a slave. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, if you can't do all these things as a kafara, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ. Then if you can't do all these things, you must fast 3 days. And this is the kafara for your oath, for what you have lied in your oath. وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. And Allah said, guard your oaths. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In this way, Allah details, He makes plain to you His ayat, His signs, in order that you may be grateful or you may be thankful. Now, those who are in the habit of lying is without a doubt a sign of the munafiqeen. It is a sign of the hypocrites. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam categorically explained to us, ayatul munafiqi thalath, the signs of a hypocrite, a munafiq, is 3. In another narration, 4. We'll stick with that. Ayatul munafiqi thalath, 3 are the signs of a munafiq. First and foremost, iza haddatha kadhab. You can't trust that person. Every time he speaks, he tells lies. Wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, and when he promises, he goes back on his promise. Wa idha tumina khan, and if he is trusted with something, he betrays that trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testified that those individuals, the munafiqun, are indeed liars. And because it's a habit with them. Doesn't matter if they're buying, if they're selling, if they're talking, it becomes a habit. And if it becomes a habit, then the next step, after they lie, then they take oaths. They swear by Allah to prove to you that what they are saying is true when they know it is wrong. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it is a lie. And oftentimes, those who are in the habit of lying, when they lie, it becomes then to them truth without knowing that it is a lie. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Surah Al-Munafiqun, we have a complete surah on the hypocrites. Surah number 63. It says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. They come to you, those hypocrites, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, we bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. Of course, it's a lip service. Just like many of us Muslims today, we have only a lip service. We say, أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Check out our actions and deeds and compare to what these hypocrites do. And then you will find out for yourself whether you are a Abdul Rahman or وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ a munafiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but Allah knows that you are His messenger and He bear witness that those hypocrites are liars. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله. Now they take their oaths, they swear by Allah on anything that they want to prove to others that they are correct, they are right. They start swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فصدوا عن سبيل الله. They've obstructed the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very evil thing. Actually, those individuals are Ibadur Rahman's enemies. They are Ibadur Rahman's enemies. Allah warned the believers to be aware of them. هم العدو فاحذرهم. They are your enemies. Beware of them. Because if you give company to them, if you listen to them, that means you approve of them. With time, you will be influenced by their actions and deeds. We are human beings. We're bound to be influenced somehow. And Allah said, هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ فَاحْذَرْهُمْ. They are indeed the enemies. Beware of them. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. May God destroy them. And how perverted are their minds. So Ibadur Rahman, not only do they not lie, they turn away from any possible situation where their faith is indeed in danger. Lie is a lie. Please understand, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as a white lie or a yellow lie or a green lie or a red lie. Lie is a lie. They say, well, it's a small white lie. Ibadur Rahman don't distinguish between any of the lies. Small or big, it is a lie. And they know that they will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment, even if it is very small. They are honest and upright. They don't tell lies. They know that their tongue and their skin, this is why they're called Ibadur Rahman. They're aware of the consequences on the Day of Judgment. Just imagine, your tongue tells a lie. Nothing happens here in this world. Will anything happen? No, you may get away with murder by lying. But on the Day of Judgment, what will happen to them? Ibadur Rahman understand what happens on the Day of Judgment. They know that their tongue is going to testify against them on the Day of Judgment. Their skin is going to testify against them on the Day of Judgment. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fussilat explains, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And make mention of the day when the enemies of Allah are gathered unto the fire while they are driven, assembled in rows. حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Until they reach it, their hearing and their eyes and their skins will testify against them of what they used to do. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. And they will say to their skins, their tongues, why did you witness against us? قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. They will say, their skin will say, their tongue will say, we were made to speak by Allah who has made everything speak, and He created you the first time, and to Him you are returning. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And there was no way you could hide from the testimony of your own hearing or eyes, your eyes or your skins. In fact, you thought that God was unaware of much of what you do. وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمْ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرَادَكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And that was the assumption which you assumed about your Lord. It has brought you to ruin, and you have become among the losers. Now perhaps you assumed that Allah will forgive me. So I told a lie. So I gave false testimony. So I did this. So I did that. Because shaitan, in spite of knowing that what evil you do is evil, yet you entertain the thought that Allah is the most compassionate, He is the most merciful. How could He destroy me? I believe in Him. I am a Muslim after all. Didn't He say, Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? We often are unmindful of His other attributes. وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. He's severe in punishing. So we must understand those tricks of shaitan and the way he comes to us to deceive us and take us away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those individuals forget that Allah is شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah is very severe in punishing. Now you understand why Ibadur Rahman supplicate, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. O our Lord, avert the hellfire from us. Its punishment is very severe. So they protect themselves by not even being present in situations where they may give false testimonies or flat out lie. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. And those who do not bear witness to falsehood, including lies, immorality, disbelief, foul speech, and foul or false words. They understand that it is one of the kaba'ir. This is qawl al-zur, shahadat al-zur, is one of the kaba'ir. In the sahih, two sahih. Abu Bakrah said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said three times, عن عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكر عن أبيه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ألا أنبئكم or ألا أخبركم بأكبر الكبائر. عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكر said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم once said, shall I not tell you of the greatest of major sins? قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. They said, why not, O Messenger of Allah, inform us. قال الإشراك بالله. First and foremost, to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is the greatest sin and greatest injustice. Number two, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. To be disobedient to your parents. And finally, وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ أَوْ قَوْلُ الزُّورِ. And to bear false testimonies, to lie. وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ. And then, قال عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكر, he said, فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا ليته سكت. And he kept repeating, قول الزور, شهادة الزور, قول الزور, شهادة. He kept saying that and repeating it until we said, we wish he had kept silent. In other words, they were probably sorry that they had asked the question. So you know how devastating this sin is. It is indeed of the major sins. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that and all other sins. Allahumma ameen. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Avoid false testimonies. Amr, command from Allah. وَاجْتَنِبُوا, avoid, stay away. Ibadur Rahman, understand. They listen to Allah and they avoid all sorts of qawl or shahadat al-zur. May Allah make us among them. Allahumma ameen. So that was trait or quality number 9. Now we move to trait number 10. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when they pass by laghu, they pass with dignity. What does that mean? First of all, what is laghu? Let us understand what laghu is. We do have, as a matter of fact, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, an ayah that corresponds to this ayah from Surah Al-Furqan, describing the believers. Here in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us those believers who are mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, but now they have reached their maturity. Now they are fully mature. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, he's explaining to us not the Muslims, but the believers. Their taqwa has increased to a level of true faith, iman based on personal conviction. And then their maturity is described in Surah Al-Furqan. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins congratulating the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Definitely, indeed, the believers are successful. They will be successful on the Day of Judgment. And he describes them, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are the ones who are humbled in their prayers. They take their time in their prayers. They are in complete khushu'. Their whole personality submits before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they turn away from anything that is laghu. Anything that is laghu. Now what is laghu? The translators of the Quran resort, most of them, to only one interpretation. And that is idle or vain talk. For example, many you have, and they abstain from vain talk, idle talk. And they turn away, they who turn away from ill speech, and who shun vain conversation, and so on and so forth. Other interpretations which I like is, and who turn away from all that is senseless. That's more correct. And who shun what is vain. And what is vain? Vain is falsehood. Vain is absurd. Vain is something that is silly. Vain is something that is meaningless. So, Ibadur Rahman, understand how precious time is. They don't waste their time in meaningless things, in unproductive events or activities. They engage themselves in matters that benefit them in the Akhirah. Remember, Ibadur Rahman are individuals whose focus is the Akhirah, not this dunya. They use this dunya as means to reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Akhirah. So they are very careful. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them when they pass by situations that are senseless. They pass by it with dignity. They don't entertain it. So Ibadur Rahman's time is very precious. They understand that laghu may take them away from their salah. They spend, let us just understand, and let me give you some examples, just to share with you some of the things, because we entertain those things whether we like it or not. Laghu may include, for example, gossip, vain talk, indeed. We just love to talk about other people for some reason. I don't know why, but it's part of our nature. Reading tabloids, wal-iyadu billah, maybe some of our sisters have become influenced by this consumerism and this society that is gearing, you know, and steering people to hell, and they get influenced by that. Oh, what did she say? What did he say? This affair, that affair. This is all laghu. Spending the afternoon watching soap operas, listening to music, rocking themselves and moving their waists, enjoying the music, surfing the internet, going to places where they shouldn't be in the first place, playing video games, entertaining themselves for hours on, watching sitcoms, watching late night movies or late night shows, entertaining themselves, laughing and bursting in laughs and sharing the jokes with others, going to clubs and coffee houses, smoking hookahs and just chit-chatting. This is all laghw. This is all waste of time. Ibadur Rahman, don't do these things. If you want to be Abdur Rahman, stay away from these things. These will take you away. How often? It's happened to almost each one of us. You're engaged in something, even in doing something good, research, and you're on the internet, and the time of salah comes, and you look, and you're aware of your salah. You say, okay, well, few minutes, I can catch the jama'ah. Then you find out in few minutes have gone, and you look, and you say, no way, I can't catch the jama'ah in the masjid anymore. I'll pray at home. Then you continue on researching, and you say, okay, I have time. I have an hour left to pray. Then you keep telling yourself and postponing salah until it is 5 minutes before the time will be over, and you will rush, and you stand up, and you pray very fast. This is not the quality of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those believers, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They pray on time. They don't let anything obstruct them from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah described them, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Now please don't get me wrong. Don't think Ibadur Rahman are some weird individuals who isolate themselves totally from the society, live in vacuum. No, they don't. They give their body its right, they exercise, they play sports. Those individuals listen to music. Don't think that they don't fulfill that urge of music that is within them. But they don't listen to the trash and garbage that is out there. They listen to divine music instead of rocking and moving their waist and body. They listen to music that moves their hearts. Divine music. They may listen to Sheikh Abdul Basit rahimahullah or others. Those individuals understand and value. They know how to manage their life and how to manage their time. They do watch news. It's not like they don't watch television and know what's going on around them in the neighborhood, in the community, in the country, in the world. They are intelligent people. Yet they are Ibad al-Rahman. They are the slaves of the most compassionate and most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be like them. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin wal muslimat fastaghfiruh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Thumma amma ba'd. Let me sum up and say regarding وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. One of the commentators of the Qur'an said, this is in Tafsir al-Tabari, rahimahullah, قَالَ إِبْنْ زَيْدْ فِي قَوْلِهِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ مِنْ صَحَابَتِهِ مِمَّنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَأَتْبَعَهُ وَصَدَّقَهُ كَانُوا عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضِينَ. Regarding this ayah, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala an-nabi, the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who are with him from his companions, those who truly believed in him and followed him and confirmed the message he brought to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says they are the ones who are anil laghwi mu'ridun. They are the ones who stay away from anything that is senseless and anything that is useless. So if you want to be considered among those who truly believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who confirm the truth he brought to you, then you stay away from anything that is laghw. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained to us in Surah Al-Qasas, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. When they hear lagu, they turn away from it. And they say, because people will say, where are you going? Why don't you spend some time? We're having a good time here. They say, no, brothers. You have your own deeds. We have our own deeds. Salamun alaykum. Peace be with you. Who are those? La nabtaghi al-jahileen. We don't sit or seek or go after those ignorant individuals. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the slaves of the most compassionate, they walk humbly in the land. And when these ignorant ones try to engage them in something that is useless, they say, peace be with you. No, brothers, thanks, but no thanks. I have things to do. So may Allah make us of those عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ومن عبادك المحسنين اللهم اجعلنا من عباد الرحمن اللهم آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله